Cardiff, this is Kevin.
Yeah, hey, Kevin, it's James Shanks over at Arconia.
Hey, how are we? Hold on 1 second for me, okay?
Sure.
Hey, Sierra?
Yes?
I've got to take this call. I'll check in with you later on. Exactly.
Sorry.
Okay, bye.
Call.
You got it, bye. Hey, how are you?
Good. How you doing, Kevin?
Pretty good, man. Kind of a rough Monday. We had a death in our family, so I've been trying to juggle work and family and information and all kinds of crazy stuff.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sorry to hear that. I've got to be tough. You know, I apologize.
How's your day going?
Pretty busy for Monday. Just trying to get everything in order after a long weekend working. So, it's trying to get things back in order. And just kind of follow up, see how things are. I just wanted to touch base with you and see if you saw my email from Joan.
You know what I did? I'm sorry. I saw it yesterday, and I meant to get back to you, and didn't today. But I finally figured out they had been sending me emails. I had been calling and leaving messages, and they had been sending me emails, but they were sending it from another company.
Okay.
And no signature whatsoever, so I had no idea who they were. I had forwarded actually to our credit department to try to figure out if anybody knew who that company was. And
okay.
I was just kind of in the dark. So I contacted them this morning, and I realized who that was based on your email. And I actually owed them a phone call. I told them I'd give them a call and just kind of go over again what you and I had discussed as far as kind of the maximum amount that we'll be able to do for them.
Okay.
And see, I don't have that number yet. I'm hoping to have it by the end of today.
Okay.
But I'll let them know kind of where we're at and what we're working on here so that they don't think I was ignoring. I don't know why they weren't getting my voicemails, but I'll find out.
Okay. Yeah, no, I know. Sometimes that stuff gets lost in the shuffle, and, you know, even with their contact, it's been kind of all over the place. That's why I just wanted to touch base with you and see where they're at, because we're kind of got something we're working out here on the in-house portion of it, depending on what you guys come back with.
Okay. Perfect.
All right, cool. And then I know you've been working with Joseph on the things for Nathan. Has that been going pretty good, though, with him?
Yeah, I mean, I received the bank statements from him. I'm actually going to be calling him here in a couple minutes as well, because I need – there's 1 month missing, and the statements aren't the full statements, and I want to make sure that we're giving him a fair shake, because what we're looking at, you know, the deposits are pretty low.
Mm-hmm.
So – I don't know. I mean, it's kind of a give and take. I mean, I don't know how much activity his, you know, the marketing company actually does.
Okay.
The statements that we have don't really justify what the monthly payment would be.
Okay.
In fact, our monthly payment would probably be more than the average balances that he's holding in that account. He's only holding a couple hundred dollars in that account.
Okay.
I do have a program that I submitted for that doesn't require bank statements. So I'm waiting to hear from that one. And at the same time, you know, like I said, I'm going to reach out to him and see if he has another bank account under that company or, you know, something else he can provide us. There's a pretty good likelihood that the program gets approved without the bank statements, but
okay.
That's just one option. I was hoping to have more options for him, but that's just kind of where we're at.
Okay. All right. Well, good, good, good. Okay. All right. So you'll be talking with him today. All right.
Absolutely.
Well, that's cool. Well, that's guys, one of some updates on those where he was at with that. Okay. All right. Cool. Well, yeah, just when you let me know on Joan as soon as you hear from that, because I got something written up for her here. And she never did. I mean, I sent you the email that she sent to me, and I sent her another one this morning, and I haven't heard back from her. So well, I'm kind of still waiting for her, what her plans are, because I asked her about cash, too, to see if that made a difference, if she had a cash around that she could put down for anything. So as soon as you let me know, they'll give me a like better idea of what we can do in-house for her and what terms we're looking at.
Perfect.
All right, cool. All right, bud. Well, I'll let you go. I know you probably got a lot of stuff you're taking care of right now, especially with all that going on. So, you know, I hope for the best and everything. You know, I know that sucks. Been in that situation before. So, you know, just let me know if there's anything we can do on our end, and then just kind of keep me up to date with things. All right.
You got it. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Cool. All right, Kevin. Well, you have a good day, and then I'll just wait to hear from you.
Perfect.
All right. Thanks a bunch, Kevin.
Too.